gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered. And her
This is another edition of the world's greatest podcast. I'm your host, Charles Reifenberger, and this is Golden Nonsense. Usually John goes, Golden Nonsense, but he's not here right now, folks. He's running a little bit behind, but that's all right. We're going to get this show rolling. Today we have two very highly esteemed guests. We got our good friend returning to the show,
woo,
Mr. Lamon. New to the show, first time, we got a very highly esteemed guest, our friend, very funny, she's Big Mickey.
Mickey!
Hey, what's up?
Alrighty, folks, how y'all doing today?
Good, I can't complain.
Pretty good?
Can't complain. That's what black folks say all the time.
Can't complain.
Can't let nobody hear me complaining.
Look, we always going through something. Long as we still alive and we make it to another day, I can't complain.
I can't complain.
I can't complain.
Yep. Things aren't great, but I can't complain.
Nah, yeah, exactly.
I feel you, man. Yeah, no, I've been busy, but I mean, shit, everything's good, man. Everything's going real good.
That's good.
I'm happy. Well, let's talk about you. You got a big day. Your special come out, was it yesterday?
Today. It's supposed to come out
today.
Today
is the first
day
it's out.
My comedy special, our special,
yes,
out right now. Don't be confused. Available on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, YouTube. Go on there, check it out. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed.
Yes.
Is that a word?
You will not be disappointed.
Yes, you will not be disappointed.
Okay. But also, don't be confused.
Yes.
Do not be confused.
Don't be confused.
Not confused, not disappointed.
Exactly. I'm going to watch it when I go home later.
I can't wait.
Hell yeah. Man. Especially if you get high, too, especially on shrooms and shit. All that shit.
That's cheating.
Dirty socks or
comedy
something.
Comedy on drugs is fun.
Yeah, you can't just be like, my special's going to be so good if you take mushrooms. Take some mushrooms.
About
5 grams.
This shit is hilarious, nigga. You're
that would
like
be a good idea for a comedy show. The Come High comedy show.
Yeah.
We just got, shit floating around.
Get high.
In the air.
Have your favorite drink, your favorite food. Whatever you do that's your favorite, make sure you have it.
They did one in Atlanta where it was the Sober Drunk High show.
Oh.
It wasn't for the audience. It was for the performers. And you'd have, it was like teams. High. You know, it was like you'd have like a dude who was stoned, you'd have a guy who was drunk, and then you'd have a guy who was sober, and then it'd be like another guy who's stoned, another guy who's drunk, another guy who's sober, and whoever did the best, they won. It'd be like, oh, the high people were the funniest today.
Comedians would be like, all right, you're gonna hurt yourself. That's like method acting. We're gonna get you real fucked up.
I could be high, but I can't be drunk on stage. I can't do that.
It's terrible. Oh, it's terrible.
I used to like two beers in was like the peak for me.
You start making drunk people noise like,
slurring your words and shit. You don't want to slur your words.
No, it's not good.
Not at all.
No, I don't know if y'all know this. I'm sober. I've been sober for 3 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Completely sober or like
California
sober?
Nah, man, I haven't done nothing.
What?
No, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's congratulations. Man.
You never seen me fucked up. I used to be very fucked up. So if you had ever seen me fucked up, you probably would have noticed, you know?
Okay.
One thing I was thinking about is it's like my drunk brain, I could never figure out why people didn't find that dude as charming as my sober brain. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I'm the same dude. It's like, no, you're a fucking buffoon. Like you can't communicate.
I used to be an alcoholic, and I say the part where you're the most charming is like that hour after the drunk hits. Like, okay, I'm fucked up. Woo.
Oh yeah.
You got 1 hour to be fun. After that, it goes downhill quick.
Yeah, no, for me it was two beers. That's where it was.
Drunk, y'all was alcoholics.
Oh, I was an alcoholic.
I was a sexaholic.
Oh yeah.
You can't get addicted to that. You fuck around and pull a hamstring. You
a
get drunk.
Sex
I changed my way now. I don't want to have sex no more. I just want to be. Just leave me alone.
You go to the meetings?
Yeah.
You went to the meetings? Like
my name's Mickey. I like pussy.
I've been fucking too much.
too much.
I've been eating too much coochie.
I'm in love with
I don't
the
know how to stop. I keep eating coochie every time. I need help. Somebody help me stop eating
coochie. I wake up with a cramp in my jaw.
And my tongue, nigga. That would a crap be in your tongue, then you can't even chew cereal.
You know, like the doctor like tells you you're gonna get like liver disease from drinking. He's like Mickey, your tongue's gonna fall off if you don't stop eating so much coochie.
Lips gonna get chapped.
I hate to tell you this. I hate to tell you this.
I had to slow down. Because you can't eat everybody coochie no more. You got to really watch that shit.
You do got to be careful.
That thing, like, you do got to be careful. Yeah.
If they have ovarian cancer, it can, like, eat the side of your face out.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Hey, you crazy as hell.
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's so crazy. Like, when I was single, I just never even kind of thought about that. I didn't even...
Well, you're not living right. You gotta ignore obvious things.
Any shit about a girl, like, just like, you know, what you got, I don't give a fuck.
Damn, you was like that?
Well, I mean, it's not like I ever, like, knew that a girl was dirty and I fucked her, but it's just like, I just don't, you know, ignorance is bliss, right? Just like, oh no, everybody's clean. Nobody's got diseases. I was in denial that there even were.
I think everybody nasty. Around. I grew up around crackheads, so I think everybody nasty.
Yeah. I had what you call southern shame. That's like after you do something you know you ain't got no business, then you start living right. Start for like 2 weeks, right. You going to church and shit.
2 weeks.
You're volunteering like, God, don't give me the, you know, I'm a good person.
Yeah, I went through those phases. Those were the best times of my whole life, were when I was just like, man, I'm going to be a good boy now. I'm not going to fuck around, do anything stupid.
I'm good now because I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. I'll be 35 this year. So.
Turn up.
Yeah. I had to slow the fuck. I had no choice. My knees, they be swelling and shit, especially this left one. Oh, shit. Don't fuck with this left
one. Now, Mickey, in addition to your tongue, your knees, they're going to be.
Your knees going to be. You're going to need. All that coochie.
You're eating too much coochie, Mickey. I'm sorry.
You're going to bust your kneecap eating all that coochie.
You're going to need to invest in some very high quality knee pads.
Man, for real, bro. My knee, babe. I think it came from track, though. I ran track. I ran a marathon when I was 12.
And it was all the dances we grew up with. We was pop logging,
you know.
Paper chasing.
Man, we doing with the Superman shit. The Superman.
We was not the Soldier Boy.
I was cranking that Soldier Boy.
Superman, you know.
The Walk It Out. We was just doing knee heavy dances.
I did Crank That Batman. That was my shit. Crank That Batman. Remember Crank That Batman?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
he had everything. Crank That Nun.
Yep. That SpongeBob.
Crank That SpongeBob. Yeah. That was good shit.
Shout out to Chopper, man. He was the first to do everything. He was the first to go viral.
I fought with Soulja Boy, man. Soulja Boy should have got a Grammy. Long time ago.
Soulja Boy ain't got no Grammy?
No, he should have when he had that Hop Up Out the Bed. Turn my
That's
swag
a good ass song.
Soulja Boy doesn't have one Grammy. Hold on.
Take a look in the mirror.
They gave him crack. They ain't give him a Grammy.
When was that? That must have been like 2009 when that song came out.
Yeah. Hop Up Out the Bed. Turn my swag.
That was my senior year of high school.
Oh, you was class of 09.
Yeah, I was class of 09.
I'm 07. I 07? Think we the best.
09, I was in like...
Getting your diaper changed and shit.
I was in the 11th grade. Oh. Not the 11th grade. I was in the 7th grade.
You were in the 7th grade in 09?
Yeah, I was in middle school in 09.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was a good time to be an 18-year-old in 2009.
Bro. I bet it was.
You had good music.
When T-Pain and all them motherfuckers came out. Dude.
Man.
Pretty Ricky. Fucking, come on.
The graduation album was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, graduation was unbelievable.
Hey, Kanye was killing it. T.I.
was killing it.
Hey, that was a good
time. It was a good time. Lil Wayne was the man.
Oh, yeah.
The Drought 3 was a big deal in my high school.
Oh, yeah. The Drought, bro.
I
remember the white tee days. They used to have like the pro clubs versus the fucking whatever, the shockers. They had different white tees versus other white. Like the boys had them big
ass. Long ass tees.
Yeah, them long ass tees with the dickies on.
Soulja Boy has never won a Grammy. He'd have been nominated for a bunch of shit, but ain't never won. He only won a BC Hip Hop Award and a Social Award.
God damn.
But he's been nominated for Grammys like three times.
He had it cranked up, bro. Yeah. I like Soulja Boy.
I do too.
He was robbed.
Bingo, you know that song? That's a good song.
By Soulja Boy?
It's Waka and Gucci and Soulja Boy. It's the three of them.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hey, we're talking about Waka Flocka Flame?
Rules, yes.
Oh, I love Waka Flocka Flame.
Actually, let's do it right now. Bingo. Bingo. In my Lambo. Kids screaming bingo. Haters want to hate, they'll get like a free throw. Candy paint wet. Stripping off my headlights. Catch me in the trap like some mother... Dead mice. Every time I cut a corner, kids screaming bingo. Dudes on deck, I ain't talking Home Depot. Soulja Boy tell them, I'm icy as an icicle. So much money, the valet bought my bicycle. Oh, that was pretty good, right? You like that song? It was good.
Yeah, I like that song.
We'll put it in.
That's what
I figured that. I figured that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That's a good song.
That's a good song, man. Play it again.
No.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like doing that. I like doing that. It's like a I don't know, like a joke that I tell myself in the future. Yeah, so when I listen to it, I'm like, we're so clever.
We're so clever. Man, I love us. I love humans, man. I don't think, if I had to, you know, I don't know. I like being just American, waving my little American flag and shit.
Yeah, I like it here.
You know, looking at my EBT card, seeing how much I got on it.
You know? I miss having food stamps. I'm not going to lie.
I like being American. Like, this shit ain't that bad. Y'all just made us pick cotton. That was it. Shit. I mean, I didn't pick it, but my great
I like being American because of the arrogance that comes along with being American. Being American
that's fun.
Is like, yeah. I'm being a loud, stupid person.
That's pretty
like,
fun.
Nobody hey. Can't tell us shit. Yeah. I know this ain't the best place in the world, but I'll argue up and down with a
you keep telling right? people it is.
Yeah. I think it's the best place in the world.
I say that, and I feel that, but I know that's not true.
You know, they over there, they chipping them bitches' clits and shit on.
Yeah, that's another place. I'm talking about like Greenland. I can't say we better than Greenland. I can't say we better than
they ain't
Sweden.
Got no Kroger's out there, nigga.
There is no
Kroger
in Sweden because everything fresh.
It's good, fresh. It smells like soup out there, I heard.
That's good food out there.
Well, I'm an engineer, so I think that if you're an American engineer, you have a lot of, like, the legacy of American engineering is, like, you can be proud to be an American engineer.
I mean, you're not Chinese.
Hey, China booming, though.
Well,
China
they're making a
shit.
Ton of shit, but... It's all designed in America.
Yeah, but you I'm
think
saying
so? Because the shit say made in China.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, the industrialization.
My phone
about, like,
said made in China, so I knew.
Yeah, but the That's iPhone disturbing. Was created by American
yeah, I wear a thong.
Software
I wear a thong.
Engineers.
That's tragic.
What's
I
that?
I that tragic because the bulldog wear a thong.
What?
I said my thong is made in China, and he always talking about that's tragic.
I thought you should have freed.
That's tragic.
That's not what I would have guessed either.
I want my booty cheek to breathe sometimes.
I thought that was part of you supposed to free yourself from the
Why
oppression.
Why my ass cheek can't breathe? Why they got to be goddamn?
If I had to guess, I would have said like sliding shorts for baseball.
It's like a sporty thong, I'm sure. Like the one with the big
no,
waistband.
No, it's a goddamn lace thong.
That's awful. That's
and awful. It's all in the crack of my ass.
You got to leave that alone.
I want my booty cheeks to breathe. Now I can wear a thong.
Just free ball.
Who made these rules that lesbians can't do that? Lesbians can't do that.
I didn't make that rule.
Y'all said I'm a woman, right? Don't forget you a bitch, right?
Just free lips. Just free lips.
Free the lip, man.
So you said don't wear nothing. Don't wear nothing. Wear my dickies with nothing.
No, frankly, if I was a woman, not only would I have been a stud, but I would have been like the worst type of woman. I wouldn't wear no bra. I have National Geographic titty. Like,
Tim just slanging.
Just loose.
From east to west.
Yeah, I probably would have too. There's no way. Unless a bra every day? Are you kidding
hey,
me?
Hey, this lesbian shit is cool.
Now,
come
if you got
benefits.
Giant breasts, you need a bra. There's no choice.
Yeah, they got some still big-ass titties. I feel sorry for them because,
yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
If you had huge tits, would you get a breast reduction?
Probably.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
It depends on how big and how nice.
I've been charging niggas $20 to suck it. $20.
That's quick money.
Mickey would have had cargo pants on and then just like a fucking low cut, halter top.
Halter top, titty just like blah.
He's like, check this out.
Yeah, you know them fetishes and shit.
Hey, bruh, how about this?
Bruh, they got feet fetish and shit.
$20.
They got all these fetish.
People paying their rent off feet.
Hell yeah, that feet shit. I might put my motherfucking crusty crab toes on that motherfucker.
I think it's overblown. I don't think there's as many people making money off feet.
I think I stand out because I don't clip my toenails, so I might.
I think
I'll break a toe if I didn't clip my toenails.
Yeah.
I be breaking them and shit.
You put your feet on OnlyFans, they're like, I think you need to put this on Guinness. This needs to be in the book of Guinness World Records.
Hey, I'm telling you, my toenails as long they can reach Panama Beach. Right here. If I take my socks off.
I got bad feet. I can't do that. I got to take good care of these rusty motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You look like you got some baby rockwallers on your
I
day.
Do. I really do.
Them motherfuckers be barking.
My shit's pretty fucked up right now. They're longer than they need to be.
My feet look
I get
like
some talons.
The mummy when he started deteriorating.
Damn. Yeah. What's going on? Just you terrible. Better go see somebody about that shit.
I got a Chinese lady down the street to do my feet.
Ooh, I know
what
she was like, how you talking about fuck that nigga off.
Just like a pedicure?
Yeah, I go get a pedicure once a month.
Where do you go?
Down here at Galal's Nail Bar at Crosstown.
That
okay, yeah, I've been there.
They give you two free alcoholic drinks.
I don't care how much they make doing toes. I am not about to be fucking with nobody's feet. Fuck
I've been doing
feet.
It. I've been doing the pedicure. I like it.
Like I said, once a month. I go get my hands done once every 2 weeks.
That made me cringe. Somebody touching my toe. I feel like you got to pull it off.
I don't know. I like it, man. I did. Last time I went to that one, I got the crystal gel gloss shit on my toes.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. They put like a UV light over your toes and it like instantly like cures the fucking shit and it's
then they
just
wrap your feet in hot towels and beat on your shins.
It's nice.
Oh.
I'm African. We don't even.
And they make my drink so strong when I'm there.
We ain't even supposed to be wearing shoes, nigga. You supposed to be getting your feet deep.
I've been barefoot before, like when I was out in the country, but I'm not going to be barefoot in Midtown. I fuck around and catch hepatitis.
Yeah, you can't do
barefoot.
That.
You stub a toe. Oh, that's heroin in my foot.
You get so many diseases.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be running around a campfire.
There's dogs
right now.
Walking around here and shit.
So the other one, he the other one I've been to is the spot. It's over next to Lamplighter.
Lamplighter.
Oh no, never. I never go there.
Next to Zinni's and
hell no.
Really?
No.
To get my feet done. Hell yeah. No. You gonna no. You surprised you still got feet?
Damn, they snatch your motherfucking feet.
Why?
Cause I know that water ain't clean. Like I went in there and I was like, okay, it smells like mop water in here. I can't.
In that salon, you went in and looked at it.
Yeah, it smelled like mop water. Yeah. And I was like,
damn, it smelled like mop water.
But, I mean, I don't know what. It smells like chemicals, but I figured that was just because they're putting, you know,
I feel like
fingernail polish on.
I feel like it's toilet water in
shower.
There. In the pedicure bath.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went in there. It was the Masters, and it was Sunday, you know.
PGA Masters, golf, yeah.
Yeah, okay. the golf tournament.
Oh, Masters. Tiger Woods shit.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And, you know, Asian people love golf more than pretty
they
much anybody
do.
Else.
They
I mean,
do.
Yeah, dude, Asian people love golf. So they were all watching the Masters. And I was getting my feet done watching the Masters on the big screen. I was like, this is luxurious right here. This is
luxurious.
Like ultimate relaxation.
Here's how you know you're going to have a good pedicure. If you walk in, one, if there ain't no television. Like they don't give a fuck, it's just me.
Yeah.
Number two, if they watching they shit. If they watch a Chinese soap opera with no
subtitles.
And I'm sitting there like, damn, Minghua.
Minghua.
Shing among ye.
Minghua.
People kissing this dramatic music.
Fuck me. Fuck me.
Or if they watching white soap operas like Young and the Restless.
That would be insane.
Yeah, that would be great.
That shit tickles. I can't let nobody scrub my feet. That shit, that don't tickle y'all.
It tickles so fucking much.
We're going to go get our feet done.
Dude, yeah. They put this thing on you. It looks like I swear to God, it's like a cheese grater. Like, yep. It's got like little holes in it.
It tickles
it's metal,
like a motherfucker, but they get it done.
And it just like shaves off like the awful like calloused skin on the side of your foot.
I don't got no callus on my toes.
I get it like on the sides, like here, like on the back flanks of my foot on both sides.
Lotion on your feet.
I've never put lotion
on
my feet ever.
That's how callus built, because y'all niggas don't put lotion on your feet.
I walk like a penguin, so my feet get callus because I'm
some
flat.
Uneven
but I don't
rubbing.
Have an arch.
You get callus because you flat feeted.
Basically,
yeah.
I ain't never heard of no shit like that.
Yeah,
y'all niggas making up shit.
They're rubbing up against my shoes.
I'll tell you what.
Fierce.
I'll tell you what, Mickey. That cheese grater shit on the side of your foot. It tickles more than anything has ever tickled
in my entire life.
Up.
You tickling my feet? I'm getting the fuck up.
It's fucked up. How much it tickles,
John? Where you go get your feet done?
I don't get my feet done.
Come on, bro. Really? We got to go.
I've never.
We got to go in there.
I've actually survived three girlfriends.
Comedy pedicure outing.
I mean, it's kind of luxurious.
Everybody, let's go
it's
get kinda our feet
like
done.
A,
that shit tickles.
It's like an extravagant experience.
You got it done before?
I've gotten it done multiple times.
Multiple times.
I get it done once a month.
Once a month.
Y'all want to go get a bikini wax, I'm down with that shit.
Hell no.
Okay, so let me ask you this, LaVon. Let me ask you this. As regular...
Mickey is the most like simultaneously girly and not girly person.
Really
I know. Like, yeah. She's telling me I'm a feminist.
It's confusing.
What you expect?
It's confusing.
No, I see. That's the thing, because you keep thinking left and really just stay right where you're at.
No, I know what I'm.
She said.
Stop thinking,
she said. She
it,
said. She
let it be.
She said she wears a thong, and we were both surprised by that.
Yeah, they surprised. Why I can't wear a thong? I am a.
You're not wearing one.
I am a black woman.
You rocking a thong.
I'm wearing that shit.
She went to the store. She didn't buy a thong.
I'm wearing that shit.
You wearing it like
with a nightgown
with regular drawers. Like,
no, I'm wearing a thong with a nightgown, nigga, when I'm sitting up on the couch.
You got an old school
nightgown? You
like
wearing basketball shorts?
Hell no, I wear no basketball shorts. I don't even own a pair of basketball shorts. I got a nightgown and thong, and I'll be flipping through the channels and shit like that.
You new studs, man.
Yeah, I don't think you got the memo.
Back in my day, they used to be mechanics.
So what is a stud supposed to be? See, that was the thing. Americans be trying to tell folks how to live. I'm still a woman.
I'm not trying to tell you how to live. I'm just saying it's...
I think it's great. I think it's progressive.
Sure, yeah.
Don't just, women wear a thong? Now, it should
right.
be crazy if a man is wearing a thong.
I think it's crazy for
the
anybody to wear a thong.
Why am I getting questioned?
Yeah, it seems like an impractical garment.
It doesn't seem like it's on brand with the rest of how you're dressing.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I would be more surprised or less surprised if you told me you wore like boxers.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Yeah,
I thought it was like.
I wear boy shorts. Like, so I had my shit cut up right here.
Boy
my whole thighs and ass cheek is hanging out of this right now.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
They're going to love this in India.
They will love this shit. You know what, Mickey? I don't care how much of a progressive stud you are. Never go to India.
Never go anywhere. They're gonna love
you. They don't care. They don't care what you look like.
They're not gonna let you leave.
They musty out there.
They're gonna love you too much. They're not gonna let you leave.
We love you, baby.
Sticking their ass and they food.
We pay your rent. We pay your rent, baby.
It was in the news. Some lady just got raped.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
By one of them monkeys, huh?
No,
they be having monkeys.
By like 30 Indian men.
Oh my god.
That's sad.
They beat up her husband and took
damn
that pussy.
That sucks ass.
Beat her husband and took the pussy.
Yeah. And
also,
so,
Indians aren't musty. We're not going to perpetuate the stereotype. They just eat a lot of spices that comes out of in their glands.
You right. You right.
I was thinking about this.
But is the combination like curry so stinky that it comes off as must?
It's a little bit.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's
a little I'm not musty. Saying like must. When I'm just saying the smell is must.
When it's hot.
It's must.
They heat that curry powder up.
So let's say I wanted to never smell bad at all. What do you think my diet should consist of?
You can't
of?
Eat meat.
No meat at all.
The longest I went without deodorant was about a month and a half. And it was when I was completely vegan. I was like raw vegan. And I was like, I'm going to stop wearing deodorant.
Oh, meat make you musty.
Yeah. Meat and preservatives like sodas, chips, all this other shit makes you musty. However, stress is what causes must.
Yeah.
Because even though I was still eating good, I was like, yeah, I don't need deodorant. The first day I got pissed off, I was stressing out. I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I was thinking, you told me that, and I was thinking about that, because I was going shampoo, soap, or deodorant for a hot minute. I was, you know, I was showering every day.
Just funking up the earth, man.
What's that?
Wait.
Just funking up the earth.
No, I don't think I was.
Showering in the sense that you were just rubbing your hands on your body underneath the shower.
Yeah, just washing off underwater.
Rinsing, yeah.
I ain't never been like that. Like, even when I wasn't using soap and shit, I was trying to be natural. You got to throw some lemon juice in that bitch or something.
Bacon powder, a little sodium bicarbonate.
Gotta scrub.
It was going good.
Something.
It was going good
until what?
Until I got stressed out. I was like, man, and it wasn't.
Why are you stressed out? Because were you stinky? Like,
no.
No pussy. Were you still getting laid?
Just
stress.
Less than I would have liked.
Because of the stink.
No.
It was funk. It was past.
No,
stink.
I don't think I did. The only reason I started, I started breaking out a little bit on my forehead. And that's the only reason I changed.
Because you didn't change your diet, did you?
No.
See? You can't be out here eating American meat.
Eating Jolly Rancher and shit and not showering.
Yeah, you gotta get this shit off your body.
One Dorito,
bro.
You need a shower.
One Dorito.
Damn.
I
mean, whatever the fuck's in a Dorito.
That shit, like, I've never seen, I get it. I know it's a corn chip, right? But, like, I've never seen no corn that's perfectly triangle. You
exactly. You got to put too much shit into that. That right. Dust. That dust is blue.
That's magic, bro.
You know the company that makes like Smart Pop. The white cheddar popcorn.
Oh yeah, that shit's good.
That stuff's good, right? So they did a collaboration with Doritos, and they're some of the best chips I've ever had in my entire fucking life.
Damn.
They're basically like tortilla chips, but
they're popcorn.
They're like light. Well, they're like light cheese tortilla chips that are Doritos.
Mm.
Interesting.
If you see them in the store, fucking buy them. I don't know.
I don't like new shit. Am I the only person that don't like new snacks?
I don't really like chips.
We've been eating the same snacks forever. We don't need to come out with new shit. Like that Starry soda.
Like they can't think of nothing.
They tried to shove that shit down our throat. Oh, try this new Starry soda. You know what? I mean, Sierra Mist.
Yeah, exactly. It's a rebrand. Sierra Mist was slipping.
It was mid.
It's three hot bevs out here.
Right.
Coke, Sprite, Sierra
I don't drink soda.
You don't drink soda? Really. I mean, yeah.
I don't either.
Not too much either.
It's too much sugar. I'm getting old. I can't have all that sugar.
You don't need it.
And shit.
You just don't need
it's
it.
It's also, I mean, bad for you. Like, I think the first time, I was pimple-free pretty much up in high school up until I started doing mock trial. And then I was drinking a lot of fucking sodas and eating fucking bullshit food because I was staying out late. And that's when I started getting acne. I was like, it's the fucking candy.
It was chocolate. It's related. Because I wasn't eating no chocolate. And then I suddenly started eating it. Like a skin.
I love chocolate now.
Yeah, like a Snickers.
Yeah,
I can't
hard
eat that
not
shit
to
no more because I'm allergic to nuts now. But
damn,
that's good. You better be allergic to nuts. I hope all y'all allergic to nuts.
Man, I can't eat pears. I can't eat what else? Plums? No pears. No.
Was that a gay joke or is that like a food health joke?
That's however you take it, joke.
Okay.
You can't eat no pears.
No, I can't eat pears, plums, none of that good shit. Apples.
That sucks.
I know. Fucking.
I love a pear,
suddenly
dude.
Became allergic.
Suddenly, like overnight, or was it gradual?
A fucking pear is
randomly
so
became
good.
I don't want to buy that shit no more. This nigga over
it'll make me. It'll make me throw up.
Could you imagine a nigga going to the store? He don't know what hour of the day it happened. He's going to the grocery store. And you already eaten a heavily vegetable and fruit anyway, right?
I was in high school, and then they used to give like good ass apples, and I bit into it, and I went to the bathroom, and threw up for like an hour. I said, "What the fuck?" I said, "It's just that apple." So I started shopping at different stores, like maybe this apple will do better. Fucked me up for a week straight. And then I was like, oh, I just can't eat this no more. And then it slowly turned into everything else that was remotely Apple-like.
You got trapped gas. That's what it is.
Oh, no, that should kill you.
You said remotely Apple-like. Yeah, so pears will do it.
Tree fruits, nuts, and legumes.
Tree fruits, nuts, and legumes. Okay, so can you eat a banana?
Yep.
Also, okay. Stuff that...
How about avocado? No?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a true. Raspberry and a strawberry is iffy. Like, I don't fuck with them no more.
I
really.
Love raspberries. Okay. Raspberries. So
anything
good.
With that, grit, that grit on it.
You know, you might. It might be like. It might be. What's this shit called? Glyphosate or
it's
something.
It's called oral gonorrhea. Allergy syndrome. So my body is mistaking these things for pollen. So me biting into an apple is like me taking a spoonful of pollen to the face. And it's like, nigga, you don't eat pollen, and then.
That's a horrible way to go out, dog.
Damn.
Nigga, and there's no shot for it. Nigga ate a pear and died. Nothing.
Nah, just nigga having a good day. Yada yada yada. Look at an apple. You know, you huff on it, you fucking shine it on your leg, you know what I'm saying? Take a bite out of it, and you anaphylactic shot, you know what I'm saying? You're in the hospital.
Now I'm just
going to
vomit and then be pissed off, because I used to get high and forget that I was allergic to shit.
Damn.
Damn. So is it apple-flavored stuff, too, or is it?
No, that's good. So and I can eat it cooked.
Okay, how about apple juice?
Juice, as long
apple
as
pie.
It can't be that thick-ass juice, that real juice.
That really it could be that glyphosate shit, man.
That's what I'm thinking. It could be. It could be glyphosate.
I think shit just done got so fake, that's because, what it is.
Yeah, but, you know what, but folks, you know if what? You can cook it and it goes away, that makes me feel like it's something that gets cooked off of the surface and it's on the fruit.
It's on the fruit. And so, damn. And all the fruit that you just described, minus the avocado, are fruit you eat with skin on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, have you... I mean, you eat oranges? Does that count? No?
Yeah. All citrus fruits, I'm good.
See, citrus fruits are good, right? And so, yeah. I think
you peel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you peel it.
Did anybody else's grandparents used to eat the skin on for citrus?
Yeah, no.
I've seen it, but just because I know a whole bunch of old Jamaican men, and they would bite into... It's weird, but
like
yeah.
My granddad and my grandma, they would eat the skin on the fruit. Now, that might just be from the South.
Yeah, it's the best part. Yeah, they say it's the best part.
I don't even know what the hell they're talking
straight
about.
Straight zest
crazy.
To the face.
Ooh. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, y'all
it's so bitter.
Orange peeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
a
it's
lemon
food.
Peel.
It's real food.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, look.
I'd rather do a lemon than a damn orange.
I don't even know.
Orange skin tastes like air fresh.
Yeah, orange is.
Maybe that's how that was always fresh.
It ain't hit.
Okay, so if I only eat oranges with the peel on, will I walk
you
around
start,
smelling great?
You start smelling
you'll
like
smell great.
Smell like Fabuloso, bro.
Fabuloso.
I think. All right. Well, that's gonna be my diet from here
like
on out.
A Mexican clean lady. Motherfucker gonna be out here,
Mr. Sweat.
Your fiance gonna think you cheating. Like, why you smell so good all the time? It's just the fucking oranges.
Buddy. What bitch been cleaning with pledge? You right. Been around?
Are you hooking up with a maid?
Right. Why the fuck is your balls smell like Fabuloso?
Just fresh, baby girl.
Yeah, I'm
surprised that hasn't become a body spray, though. No cap.
Fabuloso?
I would buy a Fabuloso body spray.
Dude, oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm going to get all
that.
The little Latina.
They should absolutely make that.
You know, one thing I hate, though, is I don't know if it's poverty or if it's just ghetto, but when niggas boil Fabuloso in the pot.
What's wrong with that?
Bro,
is that poverty?
That's what I'm saying. Poverty, I don't know if it's I don't know which one it is.
It's just country.
Some of my cousins do it. Some of my cousins don't. You know what I'm saying? Like my mama
like
don't
they
do
they use
it.
It as a dish detergent.
No, brother, it's an air freshener.
So you boil it and then it evaporates through the house.
Yeah, evaporates, and so now the house smells really clean.
Amazing.
As opposed to just fucking mopping the floor.
No, you
with
do
the,
it after you mop the floor.
No, the floor gonna make the smell in the air.
It's not the same. It's not the
I
same.
Know. And so, and look, that's what I'm saying. Half of my cousins do it, half of my cousins don't. And it's like, none of my aunts do it, right? When I mentioned it to them,
you're allergic to everything.
Right. You're breathing
in. You have poisonous chemicals in the air.
Breathing in chemicals.
Used to put potpourri in the crock pot.
No, I don't even clean up, let me tell you.
Oh, wow. You put potpourri in the crock pot with a little water. And it just.
See, that makes sense. That makes sense. You boiling natural shit. You just rehydrating the shit that you dehydrated.
But Fabuloso, man, that's one. I ain't did it in a while, though.
Probably because you learn.
You know it's pretty good. You know what mulling spices are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, what is that?
I feel like you put that. Claire puts it in like teas and stuff. It's kind of more like a winter thing. But you could put that in a pot and boil it. It smells delicious. It's like clove,
anise, star anise.
Yeah. Oh, star anise. Okay, word. I know
it's
that,
fucking awesome.
That flavor profile.
Yeah. Shit you make pomanders from. They don't do that no more. Nobody makes pomanders no more.
No.
What's a pomander?
A pomander is a fruit that you cover in spices.
Okay, yeah. You put the cloves into the orange.
Yeah, and you let it be its own thing.
Oh, wow.
That shit's good. Niggas, we made those.
I remember that shit. Yeah.
In elementary school, we
made
those.
That's called husbandry. Nobody know the art of husbandry.
right. Look, that's taking care of your homestead lifestyle.
I thought husbandry
shit.
Meant taking care of horses.
That too.
Nah, it just means taking care of like
everything.
And so that's why when a woman wants a husband, she wants to just become livestock.
I know so much useless shit. I know how to braid onions.
That might be.
I always thought it sounded like they were fucking the horses. That's what I was like. It's like husbandry. Like,
no, yeah.
You'll die like that. Don't. If anybody's listening to this, don't go fuck a horse. You'll die.
That shit was an old fucking YouTube video. Yeah,
viral video.
Yeah, shit back in the day. It was disgusting.
I watched it.
Oh yeah, girl, you watched it. Ooh.
I saw it.
No, but this shit was back.
It was
when
a dude getting fucked in the ass by a horse.
And he died.
He died.
True story.
That shit was.
He died doing while they were fucking.
Post.
No, after.
I think from horse fucking related injuries.
Yeah.
It rearranged his insides.
It was pretty short. Like, the horse put its dick in his ass, and then it came, like, almost immediately.
Oh, God.
Okay, you know.
I didn't need to relive that trauma.
But then later that guy died from internal bleeding and shit.
Is it cum or the bleeding?
The horse at the funeral.
See, I loved him.
See, that's what husbandry makes me think of. Is like a sad horse.
Like, yeah,
that was my baby.
Oh God,
that's hilarious.
At the funeral.
I mean, a horse is a dangerous animal. Why would you ever want to fucking? That's how people. That's
I really hate horses. To be a person from Texas, I can't fucking.
I don't like horses either because they dicks too big.
That's any animal. Really.
I didn't know that they was. I went when I seen. I didn't. I when I'm a kid. You know, you growing up. And I finally realized what a dick was.
Yeah.
And I seen the horse, and I said, "Damn."
Is that what turns you off to men? All
probably was.
So you don't like elephants neither?
I ain't never seen an elephant wee wee.
I love elephants.
That's the only
seen an elephant dick either.
That's the reason why they don't have them in zoos because it's too much dick.
They have elephants in zoos.
No, but not males typically. They usually females.
Yeah, it's usually a female elephant.
Yeah,
which is wild. Damn. You got all these big bitches around here, and they don't get no dick.
Nope,
that's wild.
Nope.
And then wonder why people get attacked.
That's why the memory's so good.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I got 1985. But no, I hugged the elephant one time, and I was like, I see why people love these things.
You hugged the elephant?
Yeah, I hugged the elephant.
It was a trunk or the leg?
He was a fat bitch. Huh?
Was it trunk or the leg?
Yeah, I hugged his head. I hugged like the trunk and around his mouth.
Oh, wow. Did he bow down to you?
Yeah, it was a circus elephant.
Oh, okay.
It was no in the wild ass elephant.
Well, no, I'm not saying you motherfucking
Jumanji. I'm like Mowgli in this
nigga go to Africa.
Come here. Could you imagine a nigga that was just so in tune with wildlife that he just spoke to elephants?
But I was working at the circus and I was like, hey, can I hug your elephant, bro? And he was like, sure. You want to ride it? I was like, nah, I'm not that bold.
My buddy rode one.
Scary as fuck. I wouldn't do that.
He was in India.
How the fuck you get up there to ride him anyway?
They help you up there.
Motherfucking ladder.
A ladder on a damn
elephant ladder.
That's not what God's creatures are for.
Did you touch like the trunk?
Yeah.
What did it feel like?
Muscle.
Like a rough ass kneecap.
Damn.
Hey, you ever seen that video? That old video of Indians trying to find an escaped tiger. It was like a tiger, retreat, like where
tiger didn't escape. It went home. That's home for tigers.
Y'all
you're right. Well, anyway, it escaped out of this enclosure where they were like, you know, helping. What's it called? Protect the tigers or whatever.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. That's the word. Thank you.
Tiger sanctuary.
Yeah, escape the sanctuary. And so how you hunt tigers in India is on elephant back, right? So it's like five or six dudes on elephants, right? Just going through this very tall grass. Now, an Indian elephant is like, I don't know, what, 10 feet tall? Some shit is humongous. I mean, and then the African ones are even bigger than that, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a grown Indian man sitting upright on a little like
I think I have seen this video.
And then this tiger,
this video of it, right?
Yeah, it's a video. It's crazy. The tiger like does like this juke move in the fucking in the grass and tall grass. So you see the grass moving, and then out of nowhere he appears and it jumps the entire 12 feet over the elephant basically, and gets the man. The man's hand is fucked. Like, he lost like three or
the
four
elephant's
fingers.
I like, appreciate that, man. Got that off my back.
Real shit. And so it's like that put into context. First of all, them niggas need the elephants. Like, the only way you have a fighting chance against a tiger in high grass is with an elephant.
Y'all remember when that elephant
is almost not enough.
Y'all remember the elephant went to that lady's funeral and fucked her funeral up twice?
Right. She had real beef.
Yeah.
Elephant had real
don't forget when you do mean shit.
That was just a
story.
Yeah,
so
that was a story.
Elephant drug the bitch body around at a funeral.
Damn.
And then they was just like, oh my God, we got to get rid of this elephant.
Oh, and it came back. I think I did hear some shit like that. Damn.
And I was like, y'all should probably cremate this bitch.
They sending out invitations and shit. Goddamn,
the elephant was like, word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all having this shit at Third Street Chapel?
Elephants are smart as fuck, man. They're really smart. They're one of the only animals, if you put it in front of a mirror, it knows that it's looking at its reflection.
It recognizes itself.
We don't have much. We don't have much megafauna left.
What's that?
I said we don't have much megafauna left. So the fact that we have animals still.
Yeah.
This is a point that I make all the time. I don't know if we talked about this before or is this independently thought about this, you know, but it's like, yeah, each continent used to have major motherfucking predators or just herbivores that lived.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, America used to have the buffalo roaming everywhere. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's giant fucking cow animals.
There used to be cheetahs in North America.
I don't fucking
doubt. We also had our own lions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean we still do.
And the way
got
they
my lines.
The way they really know it, there's these things called pronghorns out in the west.
Yeah,
they're basically gazelles, and there's nothing here that is nearly fast enough to catch one of those fucking things. So like they're like, why the fuck is this thing so fast? And they figured out it's because there used to be like a cheetah like big cat that was on the plains of North America,
and they got hunted out probably.
Yep,
I bet. Think about how frightening that is.
We subjugated the shit out of North America. I'm not going to lie. That's what happens when you send all the English and Irish criminals to one place. There's like, oh, you think you know how to conquer?
I mean,
Africa's still beautiful and wild. America, hell no. We killed all the pigeons. You remember how many pigeons we used to have in this bitch?
They said the dodo bird went extinct. It's no other dodo bird on earth, bro.
Because the nigga said that tastes delicious.
Right. And then for some kind of way, the dodo bird had a perfect existence in New England.
Damn.
They hunted because it's not like the white man was everywhere at that point. Nope.
Bullshit that they named a whole bird. They're like, this is the dodo bird.
Well, it's like,
this thing's a fucking moron.
It's a fucking idiot and it tastes delicious. I can't imagine.
Dumbass bird.
Okay, well, since y'all talking about all that shit, where y'all think roaches come from?
Dirt.
No, you got a very good point. Because I see roaches in the wild. Where the fuck do house roaches? What the breed of house roach? Where is that motherfucker made at?
What are you talking about? Probably, like,
oh, because I seen a South American roach.
Yeah, them big
damn,
ass roaches. That's
a motherfucker.
An outside roach is different. He still look a little like a roly-poly.
But them house roaches.
Right.
I see
house
well,
roach?
Hey, evolution happens faster than you would think
really,
it would.
Does. I think it, legit. Like,
how
I
many,
know it sounds
how many
they came from Sugar Smack cereal.
In your house it did. Boom.
I hate Sugar Smack
cereal. Living in the hood ruined. This is not like Sugar Smack.
What you got to think about when it comes to evolution is how long is a roach life?
That's true.
So how many generations have happened since we started building houses the way that they're
currently?
You're
right. We're on our billionth generation.
Well, they
roach,
have a billion babies
probably
at once.
10 billion.
Yeah.
Because roaches are quick, bro.
I had to search where hamsters came from because I didn't believe hamsters came from the wild.
Everything is
hamsters out in the wild. Just random hamsters.
I mean, well, no, I can't. You know, I can't say everything happens in the wild because it's like it fucked me up when I was like 15 and someone told me like broccoli was like not.
Oh yeah, broccoli fake as hell.
Yeah, but it's like broccolini. Like yeah, broccoli, and it's like the similar flavor. But you know, man was like, this is a decent little vegetable. What if we fucking injected it
roided
with church's chicken juice and just made
that's
it fucking
swole? That's the
same thing with corn.
That's
fried broccoli.
This corn we eating ain't shit.
Corn ain't real.
Ain't none of this shit real.
No.
Damn.
The yellow corn that we got is nowhere near.
No wonder I be getting gas and shit.
Oh, that
they
shit.
Me.
Yeah, that shit. That's why that shit don't break down in your poop.
Yeah, and I'll be fucked up, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't think that's from the genetic modification.
No, it is. But you got to pound it. You got to metastasize it first.
So what the fuck do we need to eat since everything is fake?
You got to grow shit yourself. But even the seeds are modified. So
grow shit myself.
Yeah,
that's
no,
a piece of
hey,
shit.
Look, you need to eat oranges with the peel on. That's what
one,
you need to
one
eat.
One of my homies' dad worked for Monsanto. And I remember one time we were eating at his house. And he was like, you basically can't find anything in modern society, right, without going like to the heritage shit, right, like
Amish community,
right, without it being a derivative or a Monsanto or a major corporation product,
like
right?
Some shit ain't never changed. Like you can eat okra, pretty much just the same okra, this the same black eyed peas. My grandma didn't even eat tacos and shit. I ain't never seen my grandma make spaghetti.
These new grandmas ain't gonna even know how to make anything.
They make Alfredo and shit. My grandma didn't never make none of that
they
shit.
They having boils. What they call seafood boils?
Seafood boil. My grandma wasn't cooking that shit.
Hell no. My grandma made it once a year.
My grandma ate soul food constantly.
Well, I mean, shit, bro. Like, I think my grandma died before I was old enough to really remember like that, what she cooked like. But my granddad ate straight up like country old or slave food.
Because
like,
this is our food.
Hey, look.
If
my
ain't broke, don't fix it. This is our food.
Hey, look. My granddad one time, he knew I would eat anything he put in front of me, right? I'd go, What's this? He tell me and I just fuck it up. It doesn't matter. It's rabbit. Go. Yeah, quail. Go. Yep. This. Go. Right? He had never let me down. The nigga was 100% out of 100%. Right? One day, I'm eating this big ass breakfast he made. French toast, sausage link, bacon, sausage patties, motherfucking.
Damn.
He just throw down. You know, he's an old man. He got his grandkids in the house. Right? And so I'm fucking it up. And all the kids are like, nah, I ain't gonna have the motherfucking the eggs. I'm like, there's all these eggs left. Why is nobody eating the eggs? He's like, they don't like the way I season them. I'm like, that's crazy. You're 100%, right?
Yeah.
I fuck up these eggs. Sometimes I'm going down. And then he's laughing, giggling. I'm like, granddad, what's funny? He goes, you know what's in the eggs, right?
Squirrel brain.
Pig brain.
Yeah, got to throw that brain in there.
Right? And I was like, can't be. I don't taste no brain, right? Because it tastes just like eggs.
It's the same consistency of the egg.
It's everything. It's literally a doppelganger of egg, bro.
It's so good.
And when I tell you I fucked it up, I might have had two servings of it before he told me. And then I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, he's like, go check the freezer. And this is why all my cousins was laughing, giggling. They got everything else but the eggs. I go in the freezer, there's a giant tub of it, my G. Like, like it ain't no, okay.
Pig brain.
You know the cheap ice cream, this giant see-through tub? The gallon tub?
Damn, it's one of those.
It's that much pig brain. And my granddad used half of it. It's half brains.
Whole medulla oblongata.
It's a half brain in there, hoe. And he probably used, and look, I know I see pancakes and French toast. He didn't want to run out of eggs.
Smart.
So he used a couple eggs to give it the color. Mm-hmm. And use mostly brains, bro.
Mostly brains. And you nigga, fucking it up.
And I looked at him.
But some people living way longer than us.
Right. I looked at him. I was like, you fucking lying. And he just like, he ate most of it. And I just went to the trash and threw up.
Isn't there like,
damn,
can't you
why
get,
they tell you?
Isn't there like something in brain that isn't good for you?
I think it's human brain.
Just human brain.
Human brain.
Them people are built from different shit. They live way longer than us.
Right.
People in my generation, oh, I'm going to be vegan. Meat isn't good for you. My grandma, 90 years old, probably cooking a full roast right now.
I mean, are you talking about your grandma? Like, I know that my great uncle, Richard, is still alive. And they used to tell me that, you know, because my grandma's his sister, right? Right? He goes, we used to eat dirt.
Yep. Clay dirt. It's salty.
Yeah. Right. And it's good. And it's like, there was different types of dirt that they would search for, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be happy as hell if they took a ride down to Georgia.
Oh yeah,
because they got different dirt and it tastes a little better
than
our
red clay down there.
Yes, and it tastes a little better than our dirt. I'm like, you are fucking joking, bro.
Because I'm from Texas. Clay dirt. Yeah,
they got red
gray,
river clay,
grayish black, and it comes from the river, and it's salty. Like Play-Doh.
There's a crazy story. There's something called kaolin. It's like really white, chalky dirt.
Yeah,
and this woman, she I think she killed herself. Basically, she ate so much of this. She was literally addicted to it.
Damn,
like she loved it. I don't know if it made her high somehow or something, but she was literally addicted to eating this. Like,
have you seen that crazy ass shit on TikTok? Sorry to cut you off, but it's similar. These women eating chalk. Seen the chalk eaters?
Just eating chalk.
Is it just chalk or is it?
It's colored chalk, bro.
You sure it's
like
not
sidewalk chalk? Oh my
you sure
god!
It's not cornstarch.
Damn.
I've seen the cornstarch joints too, which is still surprising. And I didn't see a lot of crazy shit growing up in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But never people eating flavored cornstarch.
Oh no, that's new.
Flavored cornstarch.
I've seen them eat regular cornstarch. The flavored cornstarch, that's new. That changed the game on them.
They adding Kool-Aid packs of cornstarch.
Oh, you know what? We used to, you know what? I'm lying. We did do that. The Kool-Aid with the cornstarch. We sure did. I'm lying.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like a pregnancy craving.
What kind of cornstarch?
Yeah, you right.
Just regular cornstarch.
Regular cornstarch.
Just
we put the Kool-Aid in there.
Oh, you put the Kool-Aid on it.
I forgot all about dry, that shit. Oh. We showed it. It's dry. Yeah.
Dry
Kool-Aid. Does it like solidify or is it just kind of like a mush?
No. There's no wet. Cornstarch, as in the dry powder you use to thicken things in the kitchen.
It's like a flavored cornstarch shit.
Speaking of cornstarch, Mickey, what's the name of your special?
Don't be confused.
Don't be confused.
Speaking of cornstarch.
Do not be confused, folks.
Like cornstarch.
Don't be confused.
You will not be disappointed and you will not be confused.
Where did you film it at?
Hollywood. Some theater. I don't know the theater.
Oh, in Hollywood, California.
Uh-huh.
Okay, for sure. Cool. For sure. Shout out. And when did you film it?
Last year in April, they about a month there around this time. Yeah, April, I think.
April,
hell yeah.
I can't wait to see. Like I said, I'm gonna watch as soon as I go home.
Yeah, I catch the clips. They're pretty good.
Yes, thank you. They're funny as hell.
Yeah.
And I love the production value. I love the green in the background.
Comedy looks Hype great. Is the name of the promotion or the name of the site that's...
Comedy Dynamics.
Dynamics.
Yeah, they produced it and everything. Yeah. But they gave me full creative control, though, with what you want.
That's okay. Awesome.
You know, I couldn't ask for anything better.
So someone saw your talent and then they wanted to put you up?
Yeah, they reached out to me like, hey, find you funny, want to find you special. I thought they were lying, so I had my mama call them.
Right. Hell yeah.
Like, mama, you called them.
Your mom's vetted them?
Hey, yeah, you already know how black mamas is. Who the hell calling my baby talking about?
Right.
Trying to sell me a... We're trying to sell me a beach house in Idaho, nigga.
Y'all must want her to sell her pussy. She ain't in that sex trafficking shit.
That shit real. Look, that shit real. What if you fucked around and got trafficked?
Man,
and
for show real.
Show up to your fucking filming.
What the fuck
and
is
a nigga in a van just,
I'm a lesbian.
That's up there on my feet.
Right, take those jeans off. Ooh,
I'm like, I'm a lesbian,
ooh,
man.
A thong, nice.
Hell no.
Very nice.
Hey, look.
Oh, shit. A lesbian, ain't wear a thong.
Right, a lesbian with a thong? This is a rare Pokemon.
$1 billion.
Hey, I'll be mad as hell, man. Like, fuck, I should have wore boxers.
Hey, Golden Nonsense fans, that's half the reason you should go see Mickey Special. Because she's a lesbian that wears a thong.
Yes.
And also, she's hilarious. But the lesbian thong thing is still crazy.
It's unique.
It's unique.
You know, I because it's not lesbian. It's the version of lesbian you are.
So if I was a feminine lesbian, then it'd be okay.
I think so. You what you call a stem. That's the new age, right?
I'm a stud. I'm just in touch with my feminine side.
You can wear a dress tomorrow and still be a good
Hell
woman.
No, I couldn't wear a dress. I'm a woman. I can't change.
I grew up with hardcore bulldaggers, women who could never go back to being women. That's who I grew up with. They can't.
They cannot.
My cousin looked like Rich Homie Quan.
Damn.
And she been a stud since we was children.
Rich Homie Quan.
She been a stud since we was like 7, 8, 9 years old. She can never. I catch that bitch in the dress. I'm calling
Okay, that's probably what it is, because I didn't be a stud until I was in high school. So yeah, I spent them years girly. So I guess I see what you're saying. She probably ain't spent enough time.
Bulldaggers look like Manny Fresh.
Yeah, she probably ain't. Yeah, and they had a picture of Manny Fresh, Boosie, and...
I forgot the third one. It was like three types of lesbian.
It was Manny Fresh, Boosie,
sometimes you get like a Reggie Watts thrown in there.
Jacquees is hilarious.
Three types of lesbian.
That's hilarious. I'm going to caught a fucking cramp in my fucking hand.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's how you know nigga stressed out, bro.
Nah, you been doing this.
That's why you need
much.
To be at the nail salon.
That's why
we need to go get a pedicure, bro. Just let these little Asian ladies massage your feet.
I'm not using my feet for the.
You know how it is, dude. They massage your feet. Every part of your body relaxes.
Look,
what's that called? What's that shit called?
Reflexology.
The feet connect to everything. The liver.
Look, I don't doubt that that's real, like science, right? Look. Some things have lasted the test of time. And
I don't think it's real science. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying that it don't work. I'm not saying it's not science. I'm just saying that if it's been around this long, like astrology is like, okay, it might have some credence to it.
Yeah. Right.
But I just know every girlfriend I've ever had looks at my feet and be like, they're going to charge you double. And I'm not going to go in there and have some Chinese ladies.
Well, male pedicures cost more anyway, but I always tell them. You got with some real feet.
They're calling all the other Asian ladies over.
The one thing I've ever done is got the massage at a massage parlor, right? And, you know, the lady would be like, you tall, extra money. I'm like, ha, ha,
damn.
Ha, ha. It says $65, right? And she was like, okay, yeah. And then... when I'm done, it was an amazing massage. I'm talking about they pulled out some old lady. She was holding on to a rope, standing on my back. She motherfucking did the...
For 65, that's dope.
Bro.
Damn.
She hit
that's
the,
a shiatsu when they
hit,
do it like
she
that.
She hit the motherfucking elbow in my calf muscle. Yep. My nigga, I almost...
like a wrestling move?
She did the people's elbow, but slowly.
The people's elbow.
Slowly. And right there, she goes, ooh, a lot of stress in your calves. As she said, basketball? I'm like... how did she know? I'm like, I'm a tall black man. I'm like, it's a fucking shot in the dark.
They can read feet and muscles.
Like, she wasn't going to say lacrosse.
My first massage was a 98-year-old Chinese man. Him and his wife ran the place together.
And he did it?
He did the food. Because I was drunk. I ain't never had no massage in my life.
Yeah.
Me and my homie went to the massage place. And it was just an elderly Chinese couple. And I was like, oh, y'all are about to close. I was like, no.
No, we stay open.
No.
We got pedicures, manicures. They was like, y'all want massage? And we was like, sure. That man
changed your life.
He could have been a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And here's how I know the feet connected to everything. He touched my feet. He knew I had asthma.
Damn.
This man says, you have asthma?
This
man saw the left corner of your heel was swollen. He was like, this nigga can't breathe.
your kidney chi is blocked.
This man said, this nigga can't breathe.
You got high cholesterol.
Let me go ahead and he's like, for $5 extra, I'll stick a needle up there and fix it.
If they're still alive, go to Virginia Beach. There's a day spa downtown.
Damn.
About 5 minutes from the beach. If y'all are listening, go there. If they're still alive, they doing the damn pool.
He's touching your foot. You have a cavity.
What the fuck, Asian man?
Damn.
But anyway, long story short, bro, that them Asian ladies, hey, they put the work on me, bro. I don't know if they did opium oil or whatever, but they fucking fucked me up. I was so fucking relaxed.
For a fucking massage,
I was
bro.
So relaxed, dude. It was the place on Union, a good massage.
Yeah. Oh yeah, great Asian massage.
Yes,
place.
Bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I gotta go there.
Hey, look, and then legit, I got out right, and that was the old lady. She was the masseuse. The lady that, like, the front desk lady, right, a younger Asian woman, was like, oh, yes, she said you tall, extra money. I was like, what?
Damn.
And so I was like, I had $70 in cash. I was like, I brought $75, I'm tipped to $5. She said, tip $5, big man, no big money? I was like,
damn.
That was on your ass. No, legit was on my ass. And then, no sweat, like, 2 seconds later, two big black women come out of the other side of the whatever, and they're like, ooh, girl, they did the wonders on me. And then she said, oh, yes, big lady, extra money. They're like, okay. And then I was like, they get off with this all the time. And I'm sitting here with my pesky little $70.
They done relaxed. That's what it is. Now, you know where you can get a cheap massage that is beneficial, but it's painful as fuck? Those niggas at the mall. Because those are real immigrants.
They said, those niggas at the mall. I'm not trusting no nigga at the mall, bro.
They ain't got no license. He's a
massage man. He said a jewelry and shit. And he said retzel pretzel.
Right.
I ain't
and all
that
all
you know, old men that you see cooking at Chinese restaurants in the back, smoking cigarettes, like, ugh. Those are these niggas.
Those are them niggas.
It felt like they was whooping my ass. Like, it felt like he was hurting me. Like, I was like, and then he was just like, he said, calm down. You scream like, girl. And then I got back up.
That's
and I was
funny.
Like, oh. Okay.
That's funny.
This was awesome.
Man said, I have technique, but he has all technique,
no finesse. No finesse.
He's gonna hit your ass like he gonna punch you in your back, but like I swear to God,
he put his whole kneecap on my ass. He's like,
bitch, get that motherfucking knot out your back, nigga.
That's
and you like, oh, you feeling assaulted? Nope.
That's real reflexology,
right? Nope. He over here like, oh my, I feel better. The dude just punched you in the back for $35.
That's crazy.
I'm scared of that.
I'll tell you what, man. I got a couples massage for me and Claire, and I thought it was gonna be like kind of romantic, right? Like I requested two female masseuses. I don't know if I thought I was getting a foursome. I don't know what the fuck I thought I was walking into. It was the least romantic thing I could ever imagine, dude. It was just like,
I mean, you're facing the ground and some other lady's rubbing on
you. We weren't even in the same room.
Wow.
We went in two rooms and then they opened a window in between the two rooms.
So you could see each other?
Like a fucking
like you're in a zoo.
Like
now.
A confessional.
Group surgery.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Like, hey babe. What's going on?
Absolutely bananas, bro.
Dude, that's fun. It was
not
romantic.
I can't truly relax. I'm scared to fall asleep, wake up with no kidney.
I don't think Chinese people do that.
They do.
They do.
I used to Chinese Virginia Beach.
Puerto Ricans.
I did a lot of shit in Virginia Beach.
You ain't got a motel and two extra legs.
Next to the mall, my vape shop.
Can you bring the mic closer?
I went to my vape shop.
Yeah.
And then I went to my foot place.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's a massage place here. I'm going to go get a massage. And my nail lady was real petty. She was like, no, don't.
Why?
And I was like, why shouldn't I go there? She was like, sexy ladies work there. And I was like, and? She was just like, I don't think they do good massage, but they show up dressed sexy to work. I said, you trying to say these bitches hookers? And they raided the place 2 weeks later.
Oh, wow.
Damn. The nail bitches snitched on them.
Wow.
Damn. Hey, bro, look, I'd be bad, too, if I was in here doing hard work and these hoes selling pussy next door.
We're earning an honest day's living.
Right.
These whores next
these
door.
Fucking these fucking sleuths. These sleuths. These niggas going over there like, hey, bro, look, save some money. We got to go next door real quick. That would have been her tip money.
Sorry, I would have tipped you, but
bro,
I got to
get
my dick
sucked. Two doors down.
That is funny.
Like, on my way home. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got to pick up the Chinese food from Chinese. Space.
It was like an 80s movie. It was terrible. They marched 30 bitches out this 400 square foot place.
Yes, bro. That's how they pay their rent.
They had them in the walls.
They got cots in the back. They got cots. They stacking them up like fucking summer camp.
Damn.
That's sad. We gotta use that for good.
Hey, I gotta dismount, bro.
Let's hit it.
That's what I'm gonna say. But this is a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah.
It was a good one though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This has been another presentation of the Good Vibes Comedy. No, Good Vibe. Wow. My brain is motherfucking
Hey, before we go.
Crossed.
Fucking get your tickets to Good Vibes Comedy Festival.
Please.
April 19th and 20th.
Yes.
And go stream Big Mickey Special.
Yes. Go stream Big Mickey Special.
Don't be confused. Out right now, Amazon Prime, Big Mickey.
All day. I was going to ask y'all those before I finish it. Yes. But
follow me on Instagram at The Real Big Mickey, too.
And Lamon, what's
yep,
your...
Yep, follow
yours?
Me at Lamon Jokes. Lamon Jokes. Jokes.
Right.
Lamon Jokes on everything.
Lamon Jokes. Thank y'all so much for being our guests today. This has been another presentation of Goddamn Golden Nonsense. I love you. Goodbye. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
I'll catch you on the flip side.